And welcome to another serving of Jambalaya. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
And the first thing we're going to be serving you today is a spoonful of news. And Cody?
Yes?
What are you hungry for? What can I give you in this spoonful of jambalaya today?
Crack.
That's probably not the healthiest thing.
Reruns of Home Improvement. Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Sweet, sweet conservative madman Tim Allen.
You know what Tim Allen likes?
Can just eat him up. What does Tim Allen like?
I think he likes guns. I'm just going to assume that.
Well, you know where he shouldn't be? He shouldn't be in New Zealand if he really likes guns.
Oh.
All right. Couple of thoughts on what happened in New Zealand. I'm not going to reference what happened there because it's obviously a tragedy and you don't want to empower the person that did it. But there was a
shooting.
Yeah, there was a shooting in New Zealand. And the most impressive thing that has come out of this that I think is just freaking mind-blowing is the reaction that the government has had to this, which is basically, all right, we had this one tragedy, this one shooting, and guess what? We're going to ban, the type of weapons that were used in this tragedy. And even more impressive than that is that everybody is just so reasonable and cool about it. Doesn't that just blow everybody's mind?
Yeah, but it's sad at the same time because it would never happen here.
That is 100% true. Yeah. I mean, and when I say that everyone is cool about it, I'm not just talking about the general civilians or just the general population of the electorate there. There is very, very little political opposition. Even the people, even the organizations that they have over there that are, I guess, the equivalent to pro-gun, they have kind of adopted the attitude just yeah, we support this. we can't.
Right. Because there's compromise in the bill, too, and which is part of it.
Did you say something, Matt?
No, but I will.
Okay.
This is how ignorant I am. When I first heard about this, I was like, oh, this guy shot off some mosques. That's horrible.
Jesus.
And then it was in Christchurch. And I was like, Christchurch, that's a really weird name for a mosque. That's just the place.
They love Jesus just as much as everyone else, Matt. Slightly different house that they worship in, though. But anyway.
We were talking about it was pretty reasonable compromise in the gun rights bill.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say about that. Mostly just because I'm just in awe of how just completely without controversy it is. Because from the ruling party side, the party that's in control, they said, hey, we're going to ban these assault weapons. But at the same time, they were cognizant enough to just be like, we understand that there are certain members inside the population that require guns to do their jobs. Like, if you're a hunter or a farmer, you probably need these type of guns to, keep, do pest control or some shit like that. And if you do have, that kind of situation going on, they make it clear that, hey, an exception can be made for you, but other than that, we're getting rid of all these guns, and everybody was just okay with it. Could you imagine if that, if they tried to do that here? You have people who, in this country, who are just like, I will chop my penis off before I hand you my gun.
If they do that, then you can just take the gun really easily.
That is true. They will bleed out very quickly.
No, it's definitely, that's why it's sad, is because it's not the extreme to where one side or the other side doesn't compromise. Because it's one side going, okay, I suppose we do have to do something, because a bunch of people died, fine, you can take these guns. And then there's still the exception to where, if you need it, all right, then you need the gun to work. It's kind of like, if you look at healthcare, there's the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, but you can, if you can't afford to pay for affordable care at the beginning of the year, you can file a thing that says, I can't afford health care,
mm-hmm.
and then get an exception that way. To where it's like, if you go to the basics and then the policy that's structured in such a way that it's reasonable and accommodating, then it's not really that giant, that ginormous monster that everyone's right. talking about. But it's, then you don't have that discussion here in terms of guns where they can, so it's actually a reasonable policy.
Yeah, you don't get like that whole, that divisive thing that occurs when you have a massive piece of legislation that's dealing with like one topic that has two incredibly, I guess, what's a good word for, what's a more serious word than opposing sides? I'll just say two sides that really hate each other at this point and have a lot of animosity towards each other.
At odds.
That's a nicer way of putting it. Two sides that are at odds.
Like roommates that have been roommates for too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that it's been in Japan for a really long time. You know, they basically have no guns, but you can, I believe, like, farmers and shit can have, like, shotguns. Like, double-barreled shotguns. Yeah, you're right. And that's about it. Like, you don't have, like, assault rifles or, like, even rifles in general, I don't think.
I think they use the shotguns for herding. They just shoot them up in the air when they're next to the sheep and go, "Get out!" And then they shoot the shotgun. It sounds exactly like that, too.
Like, I'm just trying to imagine, like, what it would be like if something like that nuance tried to get implemented here in America. And I can already hear those, just like those fucking assholes. "Oh, this guy can get a gun, but I can't? You're discriminating against me. That's against the law."
Nah. It's not.
It's not discrimination. It wouldn't count as discrimination.
Like, you have to have... Well, I guess you don't have to have a license to have a gun. It's a right. But no, there's some guns that you still can't get. There's some weapons that you can't get. Like, you can't get explosives.
I hope not.
I mean, I don't think that you can go buy some explosives.
No, you can't
at a gun
get
show.
Explosives. Wink, wink.
We don't have explosives.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm satisfied with that spoonful.
Yeah, it's nice, but it's never going to happen here.
God.
Good for you, New Zealand. Maybe it'd be one of those things where we look, "Oh, it worked with that country, maybe we'll do that." But that doesn't even happen either.
I'm sorry for that silence. It's just that I just keep thinking, just it's just so reasonable. Why can't we be like that? But anyway, that's it for the spoonful of news, guys. What is up for the main course? The whole bowl full of jambalaya. And what is up next on the main course of the jambalaya? Well, I'll tell you guys.
It's what?
So eager today, Cody. I'm excited. Calm down. But you know what? Your eagerness is understandable because we're about to get into a very, very sexy topic.
Oh. What?
Intellectual property law. Oh. Doesn't that just make your underpants stretch? Feel a little tingle down there?
Yeah. So what? So that bat dropped his.
You
want to
go dancing?
Dollar.
You want to go dancing, Cody?
Yeah.
All right. You want to do the floss?
What's that?
Well, don't do it. Well, since you don't know what it is, I guess you won't have to worry about doing it. But speaking of flossing, it is a dance that was pioneered by the innovator...
Backpack Kid.
Wannabe rapper, Backpack Kid.
That's according to NPR, by the way. They said he was a wannabe first.
But I think a lot more people described him or thought of him that way before NPR did.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I did not realize that he was a rapper or a wannabe rapper. I had no idea. I just thought he was the guy who was really skinny and weird looking and was wearing a backpack and was doing the flossing dance.
Mm-hmm. If your name is Backpack Kid, that really says something about your uniqueness, because that's the most interesting thing about you is that you wear a backpack. So, it's kind of an insult is what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. When I first heard about his whole situation and what he was doing, I was... I was ambivalent between being just kind of disgusted with him and just being like, man, that takes a lot of balls for you to say that I own this dance.
Also, that he invented the dance.
And that he invented the dance. And not only that, he's going to go the extra step and going to be like, okay, Fortnite, I'm going to sue you for taking my dance. And you know what? Gotta be honest, I'm kind of on his side about this. I mean, there was no... The dance didn't exist before he did it, right?
I mean, he just said he did it.
I mean, who knows? Yeah, who knows, really?
All right, we're gonna... I'm gonna go with the dance did not exist before he did it.
I don't want to be a racist here, but I find it hard to believe that a weird, skinny white kid made that dance up.
What?
That dance is super awkward.
And thank you, Matt, for confirming that statements that begin with "I don't want to be racist" are usually the most racist things ever. Oh,
they're incredibly racist, man. I have no qualms about being a racist.
That's what I've always loved about you, Matt.
We need every perspective.
I just specifically didn't want to turn this into a racist sort of rant.
Well, let's bring it back to the intellectual property. So, first question, do you buy the dance?
Do you buy the dance?
Yeah, when you go into the Fortnite, or you're like, oh, I want to dance, and then you start hitting it, and you're like, I'm dead, and then it says, pay us $5 to do this dance.
I thought it was one of the dances that just, like, came with the, like, whatever character you're playing.
I think it does.
But the thing is, like, okay, so you don't pay for Fortnite, period, right? Like,
it's free.
I mean, you can pay for things on the, like, little microtransaction.
Right.
Yeah, it's a microtransaction.
Right, so. But clearly someone is profiting off of this product, the game. Like, someone's profiting off that. And within the game, there is... the players have the ability to do this dance.
But it doesn't lead people to buying more stuff on Fortnite if there's a free dance.
Ooh.
No, that's the thing is, they already get on there for free. You're not attracting, like, people, like, new people with just that dance. They're already there. When you, like, you attract them... The point of sale isn't when they're on the thing, it's when they buy something else.
Here's the thing, man. What you're talking about is setting a horrible precedent.
Okay.
The dance is I think like three moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I take three steps and I copyright that, and then I see Paula Abdul doing that on TV, and I'm like, I'm going to sue you because you did that.
Okay, I will agree that it is a horrible precedent to set up, but at the same time, man, that is the product of your... like, you made that. Why shouldn't you be entitled to, like, a little something-something from someone else, like, co-opting it and making it a part of their own?
Because it's so little moves.
I mean, okay, so I feel like you're saying, because, like, it's not as complicated, that means that, like, it's somehow, because it's not complicated, it somehow lessens the value of what this person did. And, I mean, to a point, like, I definitely see what you're saying, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know, good example, or at least, okay, you guys tell me what you think of this example as I tell it to you. So, Michael Naismith, the guy that invented basketball, the guy just made a game where you throw a fucking ball through a hoop. And that was it.
But yeah. Then that's the thing. Exactly.
James Naismith. James Naismith, I'm sorry.
But he didn't get a royalty check from the NBA. And like,
why shouldn't he?
Because the game's so different at this point. Would you even say that the original is basketball at all? Like, it's just a different game now.
Does the original one involve putting a ball through a hoop?
Yeah, but intellectual copyright says that if you make something and then you make it different, then it's something new. I mean, it's like parody or satire or whatever, so then you can do that.
But it seems like it's the exact... Okay, so... All right, only answer this. Is anyone in this room like a basketball connoisseur? Like, was the game that James Naismith invented completely different from what we call basketball today?
Absolutely.
Okay, how?
Okay, well, when James Naismith invented it, there was no hole in the bottom. Mm-hmm. You had to get a ladder and climb up that ladder and get the ball out of the peach basket.
It was literally a basket. Like, that's not the same game. That's not the same flow.
Okay.
Like, if you use the example of music, because every music is based in a scale or a key or something like that, if you just played, like, a C major scale, you can't really copyright that, because that's, like, the base unit of music for a lot of it. Like, you make songs off of it, but you don't copyright the root of the entire thing. It's like, then nobody else makes anything new. That's... I mean, like, that's not really a legal problem. It's, like, the cultural problem.
Hmm. Okay. I'm right. You guys are wrong. End of story.
Ha! We backed Kyle into a corner.
That's a surprising reaction from you, Kyle.
I'm right. You guys are wrong.
I'm usually very surprised.
Yeah. Where are your words?
Where are your words now, you dumb dumb?
Also, I mean, look at it this way, too. They're like, if it's a free game and it's people in the game, like, is it, the dance is kind of just them expressing themselves. So, it's still a form of expression or, like, a cultural thing. And it goes back to you're not charging for the dance. It's just them going out and then expressing themselves. Like, is it that different from somebody doing the flossing in real life, just standing there for no reason, just be like, hey, I'm flossing? Because kids do that all the time.
I mean, now those are two different situations.
Those are two different situations.
Okay, so like if you got up and went, I don't know, to Bill Street and just started flossing in the middle of nowhere and just, you're not profiting off of that. I mean, I guess you could like put a little hat in front of you and just like put change in here. I guess you could do it off that way. But at the same time, with Fortnite doing it, I mean, I see what you're saying that no one is buying, I mean, no one is playing Fortnite just to, you know, do the dance. But at the same time, Fortnite has co-opted this little dance and made it a part of its own, something that it didn't create and is now like it's profiting. Not directly off the dance, but the dance is related to Fortnite and Fortnite is a profitable product.
It is co-opting it, but you can't point to it's making it profitable. Oh. Also, I'd still argue that they're doing it as a form of expression or service to the players that are in this free-to-play thing.
Okay, so when you say they're doing it as a form of expression for the players in the game, I understand that, but at the same time, like, how does that... How does that make it okay for them to just completely cut the guy who made it out?
Because there's not, like, you don't say, you can't, there's no metric that you can say, okay, you've contributed to this percentage of our profit. Because it's a free thing. If you say, okay, we sell your dance for $5, because they sell emotes and shit like this in video games all the time. But for this particular one, they didn't. And we should probably double check just to make sure that they don't in Fortnite.
Oh, okay, so now, like, based on what you just said, like, the question isn't whether or not, like, it, like, has affected how much money they've made. It's whether or not, like, whether or not they can quantify if the floss dance has affected their sales. Which is that's a relevant conversation to have. Mostly because you're saying that we are not going to pay you for this only because we can't measure how much of an effect you've had on this product.
Also, can you measure how popular the floss dance is now that it's on Fortnite and that many play it and see it? So you could argue it the other way, that it's made flossing more popular.
That seems like kind of like a chicken or the egg thing, but at the same time, all right, so whenever the hell like the flossing dance came into being, I mean it existed independent of Fortnite. Fortnite yes. existed obviously, but it wasn't related to Fortnite in any way when it came into being, and it had already like established a lot of popularity on its own.
Yeah,
so it was already popular before Fortnite took it and made it its own. In fact, because it was so popular, that's why Fortnite took it.
Right, but then I'd still say it probably made it more popular. So if you just go based on economic enhancement, then Backpack Kid would owe Fortnite for getting some more attention to his dance. I mean, but that's asking is like, do people even think that, oh, that's Backpack Kid's, or is that just a Fortnite dance? Because I guess that is the thing, is I would say it's the Fortnite dance because that's the thing I attach it to. Like, I didn't know Backpack Kid for shit before there was a news story that he sued Fortnite for that reason.
Were you gonna say something?
I think the big thing is trying to sue for a dance move. I don't think you're gonna get anywhere with that.
I agree, but
I think if you go a route that's maybe like calling card, or it would be in the realm of like catchphrase or something, that is something that you could copyright.
Here's a good example, actually. So imagine it wasn't flossing, but it was moonwalk. Like, all right. Could at that point Michael Jackson sue for them just using the moonwalk when he was popular?
Probably.
Maybe.
No, you know what? Actually, that is a good example, because I think that he could. Didn't something like that happen?
I mean, Michael Jackson didn't create the moonwalk. He just popularized it. So he would be
Stop trying to tear down Michael Jackson.
He would be the Fortnite in this situation.
Let him be. No. Stop trying to tear down Michael Jackson.
I'm not. I'm just giving you...
Jesus Christ. Hasn't he been through enough, man?
He's dead.
Exactly. Hasn't he been through enough?
He's dead. Okay, sub question. Who invented the moonwalk?
No one cares who invented the moonwalk. I am. The only thing people care about is that Michael Jackson did the moonwalk.
I care about that individual who just cried in his dingy dank apartment when he was like, I or she invented the moonwalk, and nobody cares. It was me. I hate Michael Jackson.
I mean, he's done like some tutorials on it on YouTube and stuff.
Michael Jackson?
No.
Oh, okay.
The guy who invented the moonwalk. Flossing.
The guy who invented the moonwalk. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, like, that's the thing, is that he taught it to Michael Jackson. He was just like a choreography guy.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay, so then here's something that you could sue somebody for, is a song, and it's a creative thing, but it's like that has an author and it has like a documented thing. I think that's part of it,
it has to be more complex than three moves. I mean, I think that's the big thing. It has to be way more complex than that.
All right, so I'm going to try and relate what I'm about to say to the dancing thing, because it relates to what you said, like the level of complexity
mm-hmm.
has to do with whether or not something can be, I guess, considered someone's intellectual property or something along those lines. All right, so cell phones. Let's just say you have a company, I don't know, some made-up company like Apple mm-hmm. or something like that.
Did you say orange?
Let's just say that Apple, when it's creating its phones and it's trying to protect its intellectual property, it copyrights not phones, but rectangular-shaped electronic devices. Let's just say that happened. Hashtag, I'm pretty sure that happened.
Mm-hmm.
If they're just copywriting rectangular-shaped electronic devices, wouldn't you consider that as something like way too simple or like way too not complex to be copyrighted? But they do it.
No, but they still make other cell phones. And then they had like the first thing Apple had was MP3 players. And then there's the iPod, but the iPod is just a fucking MP3 player. It's like, you can't say, oh, you can't make MP3 players anymore. That didn't happen.
I was going to say, regardless, that's what happened. Like, that's what they copyrighted. They copyrighted rectangular devices with smooth edges. And I'm not sure that was verbatim what the copyright was, but it was very, very close.
Now I'm imagining people get around that by making the sharpest edge thing possible.
I was going to say, like, how do you get around that? You either, like, pay them for the rights to do what you want to do, or you do what you just said. But the thing is, the point I'm trying to make is
mm-hmm.
that seems like a very simplistic thing to copyright. So maybe the level of complexity in the thing shouldn't really determine whether or not it can be copyrighted.
Right.
Well, what you're talking about is a multi-billion dollar corporation.
That is true.
Copywriting a frivolous copyright.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wanted to fight that, they could totally do that. Nobody has the money to fight that.
That is true.
Yeah, now you're talking about should and legal, and those are two separate things. It's like, because legally they can copyright error, or they can try to if they want to, but like that doesn't make it like any more like seemingly fair, because the thing goes back to they weren't the ones that originally thought of the idea, because those things literally existed before they existed. They just had a nice brand with it. But then legally they can still get around that because they're a multi-billion-dollar corporation to say that they copyright that thing, even though it is the broadest thing in the world. And maybe you don't see it, because what you do is you just pay the nominal amount to the company when you make a thing, but it's still there. So like, if you say should, that's still like a tax for something that somebody already thought of, but because our copyright system is so broad, they can do it. Like, and I don't know, if you're talking about dances in terms of simplicity, maybe that does say that it doesn't matter how complicated it. You could say, like, if you swivel your hips to the left or to the right, that counts as the so-and-so dance. So now pay us $50 for every, like, 200 people that do it in your game. Like, okay, maybe that would happen, but it's still, I wouldn't put should on it. I would just say legally that can happen because that's our system.
And then going back to the dances. All right, so let's just say you are like a professional dancer, like dancing is your livelihood. And let's just say you don't, or you obviously won't be able to dance for the rest of your life, which means that you probably won't be able to, like, you know, make a living for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't you be allowed to say, hey, I made this move, I want to continue to profit off of it to sustain my livelihood, even to sustain my livelihood. All right, I'm just going to leave it at that. Why shouldn't you be allowed to do that?
I mean,
it's yours, profession.
You're right. What you're talking about, to me, it sounds like you're talking about a choreographer.
Yeah.
Who would set up a thing for a show, for a Broadway show or something. You can absolutely copyright something like that. Would get paid.
So why can't Backpack Kid copyright flossing?
Probably because he would get struck down immediately, man.
He's got to have proof that it was his in the first place. I think because we're getting on specifics versus like the general idea of it. Yeah, if it's yours, you should be able to take it. But then at the same time, the issue with this specific case is it's so vague because you just like I guess.
It's all right. Three moves, and you're not moving your feet. You're just moving your arms.
Mm-hmm.
So three moves. I mean, it seems outrageous to me.
That
would even like be something that you think you could copyright.
Well, Apple copyrighted rectangles.
Still, that's a bad example.
Yeah,
it's
like
a $1 million corporation.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, like Cody said, they could copyright air. And as soon as somebody uses air, they're like, "Hey, we got the copyright."
Yeah,
and the other people are like, "Well, you can't really copyright that. Well, fight us in court." And they're like, "Okay, we don't have the money for that."
Now I'm just imagining people in California taking a breath, and every time they take a breath, there's a little app on their phone that charges them like 50 cents.
It's another 50 cents. It's another 50 cents.
Wow, this is really adding up. You really need to invest in some different breathing arrangements.
I'm going to move to Canada. Too late. It's called Microsoft now. Shit.
Were you moving to East Microsoft or West Microsoft?
I don't know. Is the wall going to come down at some point? Then they'll just be the same Microsoft.
Yeah. I'm going to Manitoba Microsoft.
The Whataburgers are way better in East Microsoft. Just saying.
We should write that sci-fi novel. That'd be a
good setup. But anyway, Backpack Kid.
Backpack Kid.
Definitely entitled to copyright his simplistic three-move dance because I disagree with
you. I don't know if entitled is the right word.
I'm going to use entitled. Mostly because I disagree with you saying that we don't know, like, if he is the one that invented this dance. Is there any evidence to the contrary that he didn't do it?
You don't know, yeah, because you don't know what everybody else did. Because the thing is, if it's so simple, somebody could have moved their hands the exact same way and their hips in the exact same way and just been like, this is doing the Hoover, but it was the same fucking dance. It just wasn't called flossing.
Yeah, I believe you. But at the same time, is there any evidence to support that?
Is there evidence support that he's the only one that ever did that dance besides him just saying it?
Yeah, he posted a YouTube video, man.
That's what I'm saying. Is there any evidence beside him just stating that it's his dance?
The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
Slow and okay, smooth. It's smooth as fast.
But then wait. Wait, then why does he have to have evidence?
The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. But anyway, what were you saying, Cody?
So, no, I'm saying that it's equally... I think it's a valid assumption that somebody else could have thought of the same dance if it's that general. But here's the thing, though. There's a YouTube video of him doing like, and this is flossing. Didn't that he say this is flossing? Or no, it's like, this is how you floss.
Right, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So if that is the first documented evidence or somebody calling a thing flossing and making the same movement, and then the Fortnite dance came out afterwards and it is obviously flossing because it was already popular. Okay, they took flossing. But then again, you still don't know if he saw it somewhere else and was just like, hey, y'all, this is flossing. Yeah, I don't know. He could have seen it at school or something. And, like, Timmy, his friend, was like, this is blah, blah, blah. This is called flossing. It was already popular.
But is there any proof?
There's no proof that he's the only one that invented it besides him saying it and dancing it.
I mean, it's... All right. But it seems like he's the only one that invented... It seems like he's the one that invented it because he's the only one... the first one with a YouTube video.
That doesn't mean that he's the first one that did it.
So that means that he is the only one that has evidence that he is the first one that did this.
There's no evidence that says he's not the first one. Wait, no. There's no evidence that he was not the first one. Somebody else could have done it first.
They could have, but it seems like there's more evidence to suggest that he is the first
one. No, I'm on Matt's side because it is so simple and it is so popular, and you see kids just doing it randomly.
But it can't be boiled down to complexity.
Why not?
Because, dude, I mean, that's like saying... All right. It's like saying that simple things don't matter.
Let me put it this way, man. That's like me copywriting a guitar chord,
That's a good idea.
He would be
totally do that.
The biggest asshole in music if he did that.
Yeah, you should do that, dude. Totally.
This is called the Fuck Matt, although it was C major before that.
Yeah. So now everyone has to pay me.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea, man.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Yeah, it seems like a real chode idea. It seems like nobody would ever let it happen, and it seems like, and it just will never happen. Let's be real.
You gotta believe in yourself, Matt. That's all you gotta do, man. You gotta believe in yourself.
I'd also say if you use the word entitled, he does get something back because the game makes it more popular. Like, if you want to base it purely on economics and who benefits, he benefits it by being in Fortnite.
Right, so what'd you say about the game making it more popular?
It is literally a more popular dance, and more people know what flossing is because, like, so many people play Fortnite.
But, dude, that's like, if you have an NBA player who does advertisements for McDonald's, it's...
But it was
like you're saying that, oh, God. Like, I had an analogy for this, and it just slipped away.
But that's the thing, is they're endorsing McDonald's because McDonald's wants their image associated with the basketball player. I dispute the fact that flossing was a level of McDonald's in terms of notoriety before Fortnite took it. I think it was kind of popular, and then it blew up on Fortnite, and then you can see every single kid just randomly flossing when they're bored. It's everywhere. And that's because of Fortnite.
Don't be so blasé about that. It wasn't just kind of popular, then just blew up on Fortnite. It was kind of popular, then Fortnite was just like, oh, this is a thing we can make some fucking money off of. Let's get that. That's how it went down. This is something that people do that'll get noticed.
Even if it's semi-popular.
I mean, it's like meme-tastic at best, man. I mean,
yeah.
Which is still popularity.
Sure.
But I'm still talking about benefit. If it's semi-popular and then it's crazy popular afterward, he's still like benefits. Or
that's
like still
very niche though. Like that, how niche the popularity is I think that matters.
I don't think flossing is niche, man.
Not anymore. Well, not anymore.
I mean,
because of Fortnite, but before Fortnite, I really don't think any like kids were doing it. It
before
was like
Fortnite?
Yeah, before Fortnite. I think it was like adults seeing this kid and being like, "Whoa."
Weird creepy adults that were just randomly Fortnite on the corner.
and then it got added to Fortnite and then it was like blew up because all these little kids started doing it like all the time.
You guys keep saying blew up. It was already popular.
I mean, I don't
Fortnite
know. I don't know
Fortnite
what that
definitely
means.
Added. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so like Bruce Springsteen made a song called God, what is it called? It's Revved Up Like a Deuce, Another Runner in the Night. You know that song.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that song.
Did you say Rubbed
Up? Nobody
like a
knows
douche?
The Bruce Springsteen version. Everyone knows the Manfred Mann version. Blinded by the light, revved up like a douche.
I know that song.
Runner in the Night. Okay. So that was a Bruce Springsteen song. Popular.
Mm-hmm.
Blew up after Manfred Mann did it. And mm-hmm. that's the version that everyone knows.
But did Bruce Springsteen see any cashola?
Yeah, he absolutely did. All he right. absolutely did. But that's okay. not my point. My point was about the blowing up thing that okay. you were stuck on.
Because
but the other thing is, the other thing is that Bruce Springsteen didn't write three chords and then try and copyright that song.
Oh, I can finish my analogy now. It's like if a basketball player did an advertisement for McDonald's. McDonald's didn't, like, help that. I mean, doing the advertisement for McDonald's definitely, like, helped the player expand his brand and his popularity. But at the same time, this dude was already a member of the NBA, still popular by itself.
Okay, and then I don't mean to be harsh, but that's where it's a bad analogy. Because the basketball player isn't doing that for popularity. The McDonald's is doing that because the basketball player is popular, and they want some of that same brand identity to rub off on McDonald's. The only reason the basketball player does that is because he gets millions of dollars from McDonald's. That's all. All
right.
That's it. That's the reasoning behind that.
Let me ask you this, Kyle. Do you think that there should be no line of cutoff for something to be copyrighted?
All right. I'm going to say no. Only because if you thought of something, no matter how simplistic it is, if you thought of something original and it's yours, you are entitled to any kind of, I don't know, remuneration that it can provide.
Okay, so.
Like, any benefits that it can provide. Like, if this was your idea, you deserve anything. Like, you deserve any kind of, benefit that springs from it.
So there's categories of stuff, too, because you can kind of go in different directions. Because, like, if it's a pure piece of technology that's an innovation that, mm-hmm. like, makes a bunch of other stuff work, like, if you're thinking of, like, credit, and then this is only possible with you, then that makes sense, and I have more sympathy towards that, because that's something that everybody else is benefiting off your work. Now, when it goes to something that's cultural, like the dance, then it turns into... Like, I don't know how much you can say it's your thing and how much you own something and if you're entitled to something once, like, culture has or the society that you're in has grabbed hold of the idea that you just made and then changed it and used to their own thing. Like, at a certain point, it's... Yeah, I don't think it's yours anymore necessarily if you say, like, you make a TV show or movie or whatever, music or dance. If it's involved in the culture and then there's commentary or there's something about it that's being said, then it's everybody else's at that point. Like, you don't own cultural ideas so much, but I would say, like, if you did the original formula, or it's like, say you're Einstein. Man, that's probably a good example, actually. Is the theory of relativity is Einstein's. Like, you'd say it's his, and then if he copyrighted it to where it's like, we did a bunch of stuff and figured out a bunch of stuff, then that would kind of make sense, because in terms of a thinker, he did benefit everybody else. Now, I don't know if Einstein would do that, because he was thinking of, like, just science and then broadening human knowledge. He wasn't really thinking of profit so much, probably. But, like, to me, there's a difference. Yeah, because cultural stuff, I think, is not owned by the person that makes it so much.
You socialist mofo.
Ha! You don't have a counter-argument.
No, I don't.
I know you do.
All right, so I agree that, all right, using the example of Albert Einstein, like, just really short, yeah, it would have been a really shitty move if he had just been like, I thought of this. If you want access to this, well, you know how to get it. Throw some change at me. Throw a little bit of money my way. But at the same time, I mean, I see your point. Like, once you create something that, like, it's not... I see your point that once you create something, it's not, I guess, just yours, basically. I mean, is it the fact that it's not yours, or is that you just can't stop people from taking it? That's the real question. It's like music. I mean, if Matt and his band made a song and posted it on YouTube, they worked really hard on that song and invested a lot of time and energy in that song. I'm just going to listen to it on YouTube for free, even though, like, they their album is on, I don't know, Google Music for 99 cents or something. Why would I do that when I could just use it for free? Or I can just get what I want for free. I'm complete, like, when I make that decision to just, you know, take it for free, it just completely demeans their product. Well, yeah, I mean, so it doesn't demean
a
it.
A lot of things on YouTube are monetized.
That is true. I was just using that as an example. All right, like, okay, so what if I just got the video, watched the video on YouTube, then as I was watching it, I recorded it, and then it's mine now.
But if you have a relationship with the author, or you care about who makes it, then you find the merchandising or whatever their online thing is, and then find a way to send them money.
Oh, see,
that's how that shit works now.
Now we're just moving the goalposts. Well, if you care about them, you'll make sure that,
I don't
know
if that's moving the goal. That's sort of an idea that goes without saying.
Yeah, I'm responding to your saying, I'll just do it for free because it's easier for me. I'm saying if you care enough, then you don't do that, and you find a way to give them money because you acknowledge... At least the reality in your mind is, if you don't have monetary income for support, then you can't keep making the things that, or they can't keep making the things that you enjoy. Therefore, in a selfish act, you would find a way to send them money because you want more of their stuff.
Right. So they're entitled to the money. They're entitled to some benefit from their, from what they've produced.
Well, it's not entitled. It's a self. It's for your own benefit at that point. That's
no,
the reason.
No, no, it's not for my benefit. I'm giving you money. How does me giving you money benefit me?
Do you want more of the thing that you like?
Yeah.
That's why it benefits you, because you give him money and you get more of the thing you like.
But at the same time, like, me giving him, like, if Matt is a musician, if Matt's just, like, likes music and he's going to keep producing music no matter what, I mean, hopefully, and then if he doesn't, oh, well, I'll just find someone else to listen to, but, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, God.
But the point I'm trying to make, nothing, I mean, I don't benefit from, like, I don't benefit from giving Matt resources to produce more things. I mean, yes, you can make the argument that, say, hey, if you want more of, you know, products produced by Matt, then yeah, you should support him. But at the same time, I'm not benefiting from giving you
resources. Is there a piece of culture or a media that you consume that you feel like... Is there anyone that you feel like is irreplaceable?
Didn't you say that you went and saw Black Panther in theaters, like... How many times did you see it in theaters?
I saw it twice.
You saw it twice in theaters. So you paid money to see that twice.
That is true.
In theaters.
I did.
So clearly it gave you something that you felt enough joy to pay again.
full disclosure, the first time I saw it was for free.
Okay. So
wait, that's even a good example. Yeah, you got it for free.
You got it for free, and you decided to pay.
I want to give more money.
Also, full disclosure, the second time, I was taking my nieces and nephews to see it. I was just there along for the ride. I mean, I enjoyed it, obviously.
His nieces and nephews had to bribe him. They gave him an extra $5.
No, I just wanted them to see it.
Gotcha. And you've never watched the movie again after that second time?
Nope.
Liar.
Even though it's available on Netflix.
By the way, I feel like this is a good point to say I also work in a library.
All those free books.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have ideas and read other people's ideas.
But yes, going back to the original argument.
I feel like this
if it's free, I'm going to take it for free, man.
Okay. But then that's like, yeah, I mean, that's a basic thing. I think most people could say that. Free is an immediately attractive sales pitch for anything.
Yep.
I mean, like, this is a larger thing, but then it's weird when you, if you go back and then talk about a single dance, like, I don't even know how all these things apply, because it's like, you're not really consuming the dance. You're just, like, hitting a button in the video game to do the dance.
I mean, it's not...
No one's really, like, you just want to do the dance to show people, but it's a virtual thing.
I mean, in the case of Fortnite, and, well, in the case of just, like, the entire theme of the episode, I guess, which is the flossing dance, the individual consumption, I think, is negligible. The fact is that this company made this game, or made this product, and they chose to make this dance a part of their product. And this dance was created by someone else. No matter how simplistic it is, that dance originated from Backpack Kid.
So then the problem is not the money they made. It's the fact they didn't ask for permission, and then they took something from Backpack Kid.
That is true. Yeah.
I'm not necessarily agreeing with that, but I'm saying that is a central conflict right now, right, in terms of what we're talking about.
Blinded by the light.
It's so dark in here.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty dark.
But anyway, did you have any more comments to make, Cody?
No, not really. I think
I feel like we're going in circles.
Yeah.
I personally don't feel that set of moves warrants a copyright of any kind, and especially to copyright a dance. The closest thing, like I said, would be like a calling card / catchphrase sort of idea, where you're going like the Michael Buffer route, where he copyrighted "Let's Get Ready to Rumble."
Mm.
You know, set in his sort of...
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat!
I assume... See, all of that, the cadence and all of that went into that sort of thing, it wasn't just... Like, you... Like, if I said, hey, let's get ready to rumble, I couldn't be sued by Michael Buffer or anything. But... If I went into a boxing ring and was like, let's get ready to rumble, then yeah, I could get sued. I could absolutely get sued. I think all of those things have to be in the sort of idea for you. It has to be like boxing ring, boxing related, the cadence, the timbre, you know, all of that sort of shit.
Yeah, it's like it has to be a carbon copy in terms of, like, circumstance and used for the same reason. Like, it's the same thought. There's no new thinking with it, expression, or circumstance. You literally are just being like, that worked, and then you just take it and use it the exact same way.
If you do the floss dance, and if you do the floss dance as an individual, that's fine. I don't think you owe
if you're
back
doing
back.
If you're doing a floss dance on a table...
I don't think you owe Backpack Kid any money. If you are a company who has bought a product, who has created a product.
They didn't buy a product.
I was going to say, who has created a product and has decided to make someone else's work a part of your product, and you are profiting in some way, you owe that person money, or you owe that person something.
You gave them something already. That's the thing. It's
no,
more
you
popular.
Didn't. You didn't
it's
give popular. Them anything. No, that doesn't count. Oh, it's more popular. That's
if you get more YouTube videos because people look up flossing shit and they look up that specific flossing video to be like, oh, how do you floss? And he makes monetary value from that YouTube video and from those views. He made money. He made financial gain from Fortnite because it made him more popular and it led to more of a following.
I will agree with that, but I will also say that Fortnite itself owes him money. Or owes him something.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure what you mean by something.
Money. I'll just money. Lay down the money.
I definitely don't think that they owe him money. They maybe should have asked his permission. I think that's about as far as that goes.
Yeah, that's as far as I'll go to.
And what if he had said no and just been like, no, I don't give you permission to use it. And they used it anyway.
I think that that's fine, honestly.
What?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being honest, it's like shady on their part, but I don't think that they owe him any sort of monetary gain. I don't think they really owe him anything, but to ask him would be nice. That's where I'm coming from. I don't like as a business in a business perspective. I don't think they owe him anything. As like sort of a gesture of kindness. Yes, they should have asked him. But I mean, like Cody was saying earlier, like how do you quantify that sort of thing? If somebody is the only way that they're getting paid is from like cosmetic things. I think you can buy dances. I don't think the backpack kit is one, but so somebody buys a shirt. Does he get a percentage of that? That it doesn't make sense to me any way that you cut it. Honestly,
you corporate shills.
Both. I mean,
I hate backpacks.
I mean, I really, I don't like Epic Games. I don't think that any sort of microtransaction in games is a great way to do it as far as a consumer goes. I mean, it works really well for the companies, and honestly, a lot of people like it. I'm the type of person that when I just want to buy a game, and.
Crazy, right? Just wanting to buy a game
and
have
as far
that
as
be
like
the end of it?
Cosmetics go, I mean, they're cool. It's I'm not going to spring for them. Like, let's be real. I play Overwatch. Mm-hmm. You have a chance to get the cosmetics without paying for anything. And I think that that's a fine sort of idea. A lot of people who do like to pay for shit, they just want to be able to pay. They just want to see the, like, costume that they want, and they want to say, yes, I'll give you $1 for that. And so I think that that's the sort of divide in that whole idea is people who are willing to spend money for the thing that they absolutely want and the people who are fine getting it with a chance.
Yeah. And like I think the reason why I would disagree with it is because I think you're defending a person to be able to claim their work in terms of practical is actually used for anti-consumer things. Like generally the way copyright is used where you're entitled to the thing that you made now is interpreted as you make a broad copyright or something that like other people use and then you get it passed and all of a sudden it turns into a tax for a very basic idea for other people to use, which is kind of the same argument as to you can't copyright something so simple. Because that's the root or building block of an entire tree of new knowledge, culture, whatever. And it also, so it stifles innovation. Because every time you have to make something new based on that, you end up forking over and then paying this other person for something they did once. Like, they didn't think of the new idea or further it. They just think of the root, which is good for them. But then again, like, you stifle the creativity because every time you have to pay a tax to make something new.
Fortnite owes Backpack Kid money.
How much money?
That is my response.
How much
to
money
everything.
Do they owe him?
I don't know. That is up to them backpacks. To quantify it. That is up to them.
So, nothing. Zero monies.
I think we know how we all feel at this point.
Oh, man. I mean, I get what you're saying, that it can stifle creativity if you do have to pay a tax every time you want to use this certain thing that just happens to be the best thing to use at this, like, at this point in time. Like, I understand that. But at the same time, like, that requires, I mean, like, when we get into, when we start talking about, like, intellectual property law and stuff like that in that context, then it all becomes, like, more nuanced. Like, sometimes things will be okay in this situation, and then sometimes things will not be okay in that situation. It just takes a whole, it's just really complicated when you put everything in context.
Well, it's because you can exploit it, because there literally are companies that they just exist, and then they just file copyrights, and then they literally make their money off being a copyright company and taxing.
But in the specific situation of flossing Fortnite and Backpack Kid, everything seems to suggest that Backpack Kid, one, created that dance. No matter how simplistic it is, popular. It was popular before Fortnite, and I'm of the opinion that Fortnite saw that, okay, this was popular, let's make it a part of us now.
Yes, it had.
And when you have that idea, that means that the person that was the original creator of the idea that you're taking and making it your own is entitled to some kind of profit from it. And thanks for listening this week to Jambalaya.
I disagree with everything that Kyle said.
I do as well. I think that was an incredibly simplistic view of that whole situation.
You know what? You're entitled to that opinion.
I think, yeah.
And you're...
No, come on. We don't... Let's not have a last word on this, because it'll go on forever.
All right. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
And thank you for listening to Jambalaya, guys.
Bye.